I said here that this began his association with Noel, which lasted for some 40 years. Mm. He retired at the age of 83. Actually, he ceased to be the estate manager in 1967, when Mr. Hugh Sackville was took then, over. But the old man was kept on, you know, because of his knowledge.
Of course, yes.
I think they were very pleased to have him.
As you say, he did practically everything here. So what exactly were his duties, do you know?
Well, I mean, he carried on doing what he did before, presumably paid all the staff and that sort of thing. He used to be in that little room, well, not a little room, but down there on the in the corner of the courtyard.
Right.
If you came into the courtyard, he was in the top right-hand corner. There's a, what was the office with a huge roaring fire, I remember being in it. Lived down here. In the meantime, he had a large room over the main entrance there.
Yes.
Which you got to up a tiny winding stone staircase. And each of the little towers in each corner, well, one was the stairs, and I think one was a loo, and the other was some sort of bathroom, and the other was, I think, his wardrobe, as it were. So he lived there during the week. I think they still call it Mason's Room.
I believe they do, that's a great honour.
He was there for, you know, 40 years, as I said.
So what
he never knew that, of course. He would be very honoured to know that.
And so, you know what?
Yeah, I said, as a small boy, on a number of occasions, I came down to Noel with him, and I remember that we always used to end up having tea with Mr. and Mrs. Doggett. Sid Doggett being the estate foreman at the time. He was a charming old boy, and his wife was very pleasant too. We always used to go in there and have tea at the end of the day.